Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Over 50 families face eviction from their homes in the Portobello area of Dublin 8, and they're planning to protest tomorrow at the offices of the Vulture Fund that purchased the properties last year. The new owners issued notices of termination earlier this year, citing the need for substantial refurbishments of the properties as their reason for seeking vacant possession. But despite a finding from the Residential Tenancies Board which deemed these notices invalid, many still fear becoming homeless. Our reporter John Cook has been meeting some of them and he's here in studio with me. Now, John, you tell us more about the situation.
Yeah, Mary, two property firms, or vulture funds as many describe them, are involved in the purchase of these properties, with Val Issuer, a subsidiary of international asset management group Maples, buying these apartment buildings in the Dublin 6 and Dublin 8 areas, Dublin South, Richmond Street, Portobello and Rosedale Terrace just off Clanbrassil Street last year. I met with residents there this afternoon and they brought me up to speed on many developments, including plans by the company to build onto the two-storey block. They were hoping to bring it to two floors higher, but this planning application was refused in a notice published on April 1st. The following day, April 2nd of this year, the company issued termination of tenancy notices to the tenants affected, including over 50 families and single people, many with children, who've lived there for many years. Many of them call it a strong community. It's made up of a large number of migrant residents. In the case of those I met in Rosedale Terrace, Mary, they were told to be out by November of this year to facilitate substantial renovations, but occupants don't see the need for this level of work that would require them to actually leave their homes. Together, they've been trying to fight any move to evict them, largely because they say they've nowhere to go or they feel they're being priced out of living in Dublin City. Firstly, today, I met with Zanda Mugina. She's originally from Latvia, but has lived in Ireland for 9 years, five of them in her rented apartment at Rosedale Terrace, at a cost of €1,300 per month. She lives there with her 11-year-old daughter and 5-year-old son. She works part-time as a cleaner, and she described her home to me.
It's been a great home because it's everything located. My work was located and the school is located, so all the shops are here, so it's very handy. My apartment is quite good. There's just need for some things to be fixed, but overall is good.
Do you believe that you'd have to move out? Because you've been given a notice to move out by November to vacate the property and to allow those refurbishment works go on.
Yeah, I don't think so, that there's a need to move out.
You got this notice like everybody else in April. You've been looking for other properties in Dublin. What's that been like?
Well, there's no chance to find it. Even if you send like 100 emails, you get like maybe 3 responses on it.
So in this area of Dublin, you're not finding anywhere to go and look at? Or?
No, there's no chance even outside from the Dublin. It's so hard to find it now.
And what kind of prices are you seeing for apartments?
Well, for 2 beds, it's like 2,000 and above.
And how do you feel about that? You work as a part-time cleaner.
Like, it's crappy, you know. Like, even like I'm on the social payment as well, but that's the problem. If my limit is 1,300, I can't go. But I'm on a rent supplement.
Okay. So you can't afford those higher prices?
No.
Are you worried, or what's going to happen come November if you are evicted?
Yeah, of course. Like, it means me and the kids, we are on the street.
I met your little boy there with you now. It's a worrying time for you.
Yeah, like, if it would be me alone, then it's different, like, but with the kids, you know, like, it's hard.
What are you hoping for?
What I'm hoping for? That we can stay here and live like we did before.
John, you met some of Zanda's neighbours as well.
Yes, Mary, and I mentioned here we're talking about over 50 families given notices to quit their homes in the South Richmond Street and area and in Rosedale Terrace here off Clanbrassil Street. Like Zanda, 14 tenants are affected in this building, including IT worker Ramon Cernuda. He's originally from Spain, but living in Ireland for 14 years. Half of that time has been in what I'd have to say was a very bright and comfortable one-bedroom apartment, where he invited me in today and we sat down to look at the information he's gathered on his and his fellow residents' fight to stay in their Dublin 8 homes. As I read his notice of termination from the property company sent by Belgrave Property Management on behalf of the Val Issuer Company, I asked Ramon if he accepts the reasons given in the letter asking him to leave.
Not at all. I think there is a big work to do still in the law, and evictions due to renovations is disgusting.
Apartment is pretty nice. You've decorated it quite nicely.
Thanks very much.
Does it need substantial renovations, this building, would you say?
At all. You can see, maybe you can improve. Obviously, you can put up luxury if you want, the quality of the materials. But at the moment, you can see stoves, windows, floor, walls, everything, even kitchen, toilet, everything, appliances, everything is perfect. This is like no problem at all. It's just a matter of making profits.
I should point out that the notice of termination talks about putting in fire detection systems, fire stopping works, a lot of safety issues, ventilation, dry lining, heat producing devices, windows, bathrooms, things like that. I suppose it is about modernising and improve, bringing the property in line with safety standards as well. Is there a case for that?
No, they are in place. If you see around in the building, you can see perfect, the fire system, it works perfect. I mean, we have proper fire detection systems and everything. It's just a matter of, it's an excuse, really. In fact, the RTB says that these reasons are very vague.
The Residential Tenancies Board, as you said, they deemed these notices of termination invalid. They said that Val Issuer, the company, had presented insufficient evidence that vacant possession was needed for refurbishment. So you would hope to stay here, whatever the refurbishment. And you've offered, how much are you paying?
£9.50 a month. We all in Rosedale Terrace, we all offer to pay 20% more if that is the case of the intention of making more money, but we cannot leave the premises. We have no place to go to.
You don't feel there's anywhere else available for you to go to?
At all. With the hiking of the rents and everything, it's impossible to get a new apartment. I'm hoping for the landlord to withdraw the eviction notice. Officially do this. Like, if you want to refurbish the place, you can do it. You can carry out the work, but we can't leave the place because we have no home to go to. We don't have any other place to live.
And that's Ramon there, another resident of Rosedale Terrace in Dublin 8, and he's being asked to leave his home. Tell me more, John, about what the Residential Tenancies Board has been saying about this case.
Yeah, Mary, because as you heard, following a case taken by the residents with the assistance of Threshold, the RTB ruled these notices of termination were invalid. They sought more clarity on the works to be carried out. They found that Val Issuer had failed to present sufficient evidence that vacant possession was needed for the renovations they were planning. I asked the Residential Tenancies Board to comment this evening regarding where this finding leaves a so-called vulture fund planning to evict tenants and what the residents affected can now do. And in a statement, the RTB says it won't comment or can't on specific ongoing cases. Instead, they gave me general information on notices of termination for rental properties beyond an initial six-month lease. This is referred now, Mary, as a Part 4 tenancy. It can only be terminated by the landlord if one of six valid termination reasons apply, and these include sale or renovations. Recently, there have been a number of important changes made to the requirements around where a landlord serves notice on the grounds of substantial refurbishment. And you'll have heard from the government, this is to further protect tenants and to strengthen the rules around if the property actually must be vacated or if the tenants could remain while the works are carried out. The Residential Tenancies Board goes on to tell me that as of July, they now have new sanctions and investigative powers with specific sanctions for non-compliance if a property is not offered back to the tenant after refurbishment or if the reason in a notice is found to be false or misleading. But as the RTB has already ruled the notices of termination by Val Issuer were invalid, they haven't answered to us, Mary, my question on what effect, if any, their finding now has on the company's plans to terminate the tenancies of the residents we've been speaking about. They're being supported by groups like the Dublin Renters Union, and a spokesperson told me this evening they feel even with strengthen rules around renovation and sale, there's a lot of loopholes they feel for landlords and vulture funds to exploit in evicting people. The residents are also being supported by People Before Profit, who are joining them in protest outside the Molesworth Street offices of the Val Issuer company that owns their homes at 1 o'clock tomorrow. I should point out I haven't been able to contact that company today, and I left a message with the property management company that issued notices of termination on their behalf but didn't hear anything back. I met one of the organisers of tomorrow's protest. She's artist turned political campaigner Shiva Niengusa. She agrees with Ramon about renovations being an excuse to evict people in what she says is a growing problem termed renovictions.
Yeah, it's something that's used to circumvent some of the kind of laws and regulations that have been put into place to try and control this abuse that's happening quite a lot with landlords, particularly corporate landlords like vulture funds. But what a lot of them are doing is getting around it by saying that they need to make substantial renovations, and for that reason that people will have to leave. I feel it's absolutely an excuse. I feel this is just more of the same thing, where vulture funds are basically taking complete advantage of the situation here in Dublin.
I meet you today. You're making placards for your protest planned tomorrow, where you're supporting residents of the people, for instance, those I met in Rosedale Terrace. There are other areas affected too.
There is. There's 55 to 59 in South Richmond Street, which is literally just around the corner. It's the exact same situation. We've got 50 families being threatened with eviction.
I suppose we'll have to wait and see. The Residential Tenancies Board says these notices of eviction are invalid. So whether it's about laws around renovations or selling or reneviction, as you call it, you think it's a wider issue you want the government to act on here?
Absolutely. And I think that we need to put absolutely enormous pressure on this government. But frankly, I'm not sure this government is the government to act on it. I think this government is completely ideologically wed to the free market. I think these government's policies are what have laid the absolute foundations for this, creating the worst housing crisis in the history of the state. And I think that will be the indictment of this government.
Siobhan Eanghas there, ending, she's from People Before Profit, ending John Cook's report from Dublin 8.